Track 7. 1.
On our first date, my boyfriend took me to a really fancy restaurant. Clearly wanting to impress me, he insisted on ordering. So I said fine, but warned him not to order anything with shellfish in it. I'm allergic to it. I thought I'd made myself perfectly clear about this and that he knew what he was ordering, but obviously he didn't. An hour later, I was in an ambulance being rushed to the hospital. I could hardly breathe. My boyfriend looked rather embarrassed, sitting by my side, holding the oxygen mask to my face.
2.
I was in a restaurant with my wife one evening, and I couldn't help noticing a couple waving at me from a different table. Eventually, the man came over, said hello, and started talking about something I knew nothing about. He then said, "Goodbye, Pablo," and sat back down at his table. We finished our meal and asked for the check. The waiter told us that the man at the other table, who'd since left, had paid it for us. I'm absolutely certain I'd never met him before in my life.
3.
I used to live in this little village in Mexico, and each Friday my friends and I would go down to the port to eat at our favorite restaurant. The owner, Juan, was a great guy, and when I told him my friend was coming over from the US, he said he would put on a special night for us. And he certainly did. It was amazing, and the food was out of this world. As the evening went on, we all started dancing, and when it got to 12 o'clock, Juan came over to me. I thought he was going to ask us to leave, but instead, he gave me the keys to the restaurant and told me we could stay as long as we liked, as long as we didn't forget to lock everything up.
4.
We were sitting in a restaurant in Miami when we noticed three guys at the next table who were obviously getting frustrated because the service was so slow. Suddenly, one of them stood up and started shouting at the waiter and telling him to hurry up with his food. The waiter answered back rather rudely, and the next minute, everything went crazy. One of the guys ran into the kitchen and started a fight with a chef, and the other two began fighting with the waiters. It was like something out of a cowboy movie, with bodies flying everywhere. Finally, one of the chefs came flying across our table and ended up with his face in my soup. The crazy thing is, they still made us pay the check, and we weren't even offered a discount.